This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
What is the most random, ridiculous thing that you remember from the COVID days when the world was shut down?
Because it's a five-year anniversary of us being told, okay, time to flatten the curve, get out.
Stay home. We want to hear those bizarre and hilarious memories from 5 years ago. 206-803-ROCK. Now, Juan from Maple Valley, he and his wife passed the time in one of the most legendary ways possible, Steve Miggs. But first, let's chat with Tyler, who's in Sumner, hanging out in his truck this morning. Tell us about your COVID memories.
Yeah, it just became, before it became rampant, I was got discharged from the hospital from having a stroke.
Whoa, good timing.
Yeah, I was very fortunate. Nothing really major happened, but yeah.
Do you remember the moment when you realized, and you always see these commercials and they give you like the acronym to kind of figure out if you're having a stroke or not, but do you remember the moment when you knew you were having it, or like how did you figure out that you were having a stroke?
My wife is a ER nurse, and we had her friend come over, and they're both nurses, and they didn't, I wasn't showing any of their normal symptoms of having a stroke, so I stayed in bed for 2 days. My wife finally brought me to the hospital, and they did some digging, and that's when they found it.
Oh, my gosh.
That's wild.
Yeah.
And you're doing all right these days, huh?
Yeah, I mean, I had to take a year off through DOT regulations for driving truck.
Oh, wow. Well, I'm glad that you're back at it now.
Yeah, no kidding. Thanks, Tyler.
Take care, Tyler.
206-803-ROCK, Juan from Maple Valley. How did you and the wife pass the time?
Well, me and my wife, those were pretty good times because me and my wife had a lot of intercourse there.
Dude, I feel like there's probably a lot of COVID babies, and this is why.
No. We sometimes twice. It was costly. I have no complaints about that time.
See, Juan looks back on COVID as the best years of his life.
The fondest of memories.
And the other part.
Uh-huh.
Is, the other part was that when I did get COVID, 2 weeks. I didn't eat, and I dropped 20 pounds.
Okay, now you're just full on bragging. Dropping weight, getting laid.
No wonder that she wanted to have all the intercourse with you.
It's true, though. I mean, people just had nothing else to do. So they're like, well, TV, there's no good shows. There's no new movies. We can't leave the house. We might as well just have sex.
We already finished Tiger King. What else is there to do?
There's absolutely nothing. There's one that I saw somebody texted in and said, do you guys remember? And we found a news clip of it. But do you remember this moment?
Baseball is certainly going to look and feel a little bit different this season. But despite what you've heard, there will be fans in the stands.
We've partnered with the Mariners to create a website that allows their fans and patrons to upload their own personal images. We print everything on our large format printers, and then we put them in the stands, and hopefully you'll see yourself there and maybe catch a fly ball.
Even though every day I come into work and I have the cardboard cutout of my daughter hanging in our office, I forget that's where it came from.
So was it like a donation or something? Okay, cool.
You paid it a couple of bucks, and then they printed them, and I think they donated it to a charity, and then they just put all these cardboard cutouts of different fans, kids, pets, whatever you wanted printed on these cardboard cutouts. at T-Mobile Park and just filled the stadium with that. But someone even texted in and said, watching sports was weird. No fans.
Yeah.
And then they started piping in fake crowds as well.
Which was also strange. Like, I don't know if that was helpful.
That's right. I remember watching football was so weird without fans.
Yeah.
And as a wrestling dork, I remember that was super strange because it's just, you need the crowd. The crowd is a part of the actual performance.
Oh, like, absolutely.
That's a big part of it. And then they try to, like, figure out different ways to make it more entertaining. And I thought one of the dumbest and funniest ones was they just put in, like, hundreds of video screens and basically had wrestling fans zoomed in to watch the matches, which was so dumb because it was so distracting.
That's what I was assuming, that it was distracting.
There were okay. people would, like, put up little signs that maybe were offensive, and then they'd get, like, dropped from the Zoom call, and it was weird.
Yeah, I mean, you mentioned Zoom call. Can I tell you an embarrassing story that happened?
Uh-oh. Oh, I bet there's been lots of people who had strange Zoom calls.
So we were doing this for work, obviously, and I had a desk down at the bottom of the stairs in our basement. And so we're on a Zoom, and you can see everybody's face, you know, everybody's teeny tiny little thumbnail. Well, my husband and I had been upstairs slightly before this Zoom call, and then my husband walked downstairs holding something that we had been using upstairs.
I'm guessing you guys weren't baking, and it wasn't like, you know, like,
no, and I was like,
like a whisk.
I'm like, dude, do you not know how Zoom works? Like, there's a camera here, and thank God it was the teeny tiny little pictures, because I don't think anybody could have possibly seen what was happening, but it was the most mortifying thing I've ever experienced.
What was he doing? I'm not like, hey, you forgot this?
Thank God he had a robe on. Like, it was so humiliating, though. And I don't think anybody that we work with noticed, but that was a very close call, Steve.
Oh, we noticed.
No, we didn't.
Oh, yeah, we still have a screenshot. So, since you guys are bringing up the COVID shutdown, I have one question. What the hell am I going to do with all these neck gaiters?
Oh, my God.
I forgot about that, too.
There were so many different styles.
Yeah. When the mask became like a fashion accessory.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Was that what he was carrying down the stairs? Was a mask?
Yes, it was a mask. Exactly. Yeah,
a different type of mask.